If you visit AnnKirkpatrick.com, you'll see a high-resolution photo of the Congresswoman, a banner that reads, Kirkpatrick for Congress, and a big blue donate button near the bottom of the screen. But the Congresswoman's 2014 campaign doesn't run the website, and donations made here won't go to her re-election effort. That's because the National Republican Congressional Campaign created this site. It did the same thing for two other Democrats, Representatives Kyrsten Sinema and Ron Barber. D.B. Mitchell, a spokesman for the Kirkpatrick campaign, says the sites are misleading.
To us, scamming rural Arizonans into donating money via fake websites, it's a new low even for the NRCC. It's clear that this organization is very desperate if they're willing to engage in such questionable tactics.
If you read closely, it becomes clear that Kirkpatrick's rivals are behind the website. The text attacks the politician's voting record and her stance on Obama's health care law. NRCC Press Secretary Daniel Scarpinato says the websites are not deceitful, but are a rebuttal to the real congressional campaign websites that the GOP considers dishonest.
All these folks are running for Congress, so that's factual. And the sites include our perspective on their records and their time in Congress and things that they're not putting on their site, like support for Obamacare.
All three campaigns say the websites are a misrepresentation of the candidates and encourage supporters to visit the representatives' real campaign websites. Andrew Romanoff, KJZZ News, Phoenix.